This is your Yahoo Finance Market Watch.
This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
U.S. stocks flipped to sizable losses Monday as bond yields rose and investors focused on the fallout of Iran's attack on Israel and the continuation of corporate earnings season. The S&P 500 slid back below the 5,100 level to close down 1.2%. Its two-day 2.6% drop is the most significant in over a year. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 0.7%. The Nasdaq Composite fell 1.8% as big tech stocks led the declines. All three averages erased earlier session gains. The 10-year Treasury yield touched 2024 highs to hover around 4.63% as traders scaled back bets on the depth of Fed interest rate cuts this year. Stocks have come under pressure in recent days as earnings season got off to a lackluster start and concerns persisted that inflation has stalled in cooling to the Federal Reserve's 2% target. Earlier in the session, investors shrugged off initial concerns of a full-blown war in the Middle East after Iran's direct missile and drone strike on Israel on Saturday. Efforts by the U.S. to encourage Israel not to retaliate appeared to help settle nerves, in part because the well-telegraphed attack allowed damage to be contained. Oil prices paired earlier session losses on Monday as traders awaited Israel's next move. West Texas Intermediate crude futures settled above $85 per barrel, while Brent futures closed just over $90. Per barrel. Goldman Sachs highlighted the corporate earnings docket Monday, getting big banks back on track. Shares for the Wall Street lender added more than 3% after first quarter profit jumped to beat estimates. Here were Monday's trending tickers. Salesforce was the number one trending ticker on Monday after a Wall Street Journal report said the cloud company is in talks to buy software provider Informatica. A reported deal could be reached as early as next week. The agreement would be one of Salesforce's largest acquisitions. Shares of Tesla sank more than 4% on Monday after an internal memo confirmed a staff reduction at the electric vehicle maker. The move comes amid an EV growth slowdown. And Trump Media and Technology Group stock slid as much as 18% on Monday after the parent company of Donald Trump's social media platform Truth Social filed to issue more than 21 million shares. That's all for today. My name is Imran Sheikh, and for the latest market updates, visit us at yahoofinance.com.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.